Been waiting on this all day. Dave and the tortoise. Dave, let's go.
Start at the start.
Yeah, so we have history with tortoise on this station because there is the bunker tortoise that Gordon has adopted and inappropriately painted before he realized that you're not supposed to mark them in any way.
Right.
And I was thinking of Gordon throughout this, but yesterday, around this time, around 5:30, Fran Tarkington's daughter and I were talking about what we were going to do for dinner. And we decided, you know, it's a nice summer's eve. And so let's do some grilling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so we didn't have anything that was suitable for that. And so we decided that we were going to run to the store. And so we go down the street towards the market. And in the middle of the street, there's this giant turtle. And we're like, is that what we think it is? And so we pull over. And he's just in the middle of, you know, not a main street, our street, you know, kind of a side street. But just in the middle of the road, he's crossing the street, doesn't really seem to be going in any particular direction, just kind of wandering.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what in the world is this turtle doing here? And so I go over and I pick it up and I put it on the sidewalk.
Did he protrude his head when you picked it up or anything? Like, hey.
No.
Or was he tucked in all the way the whole time?
No, he never really reacted to me in any way. He was just kind of...
Which would lead you to believe that, because most of those things will, you know,
right.
Retract.
Yeah. No, he did not retract at any point. And so I moved him over to the sidewalk, and then so I'm looking at my wife like, what do we do? Because my initial instinct was just to get him out of the road and then just leave him be. And she's like, we can't just leave him here. She's like, let's just put him in our backyard and figure it out later. Let's go to the store.
Maybe grill him.
And I was like, man, if we're gonna deal with him, then let's just like take him to the lake. Like, how did he get here? It never crossed my mind that it was an escaped pet.
So, cause you're probably, how far away from the lake? A mile and change?
A mile and a half, 2 miles.
Yeah.
Long walk for a turtle.
Right.
But, I mean, there's storm drains and there, you know, there's wooded areas
time
around.
Turtle, yeah.
You know.
And the scooters are back.
The scooters are back.
Yeah.
There was a
it's
lime.
More dangerous
there was a
the
lime scooter
tortoise.
Kicked over right next to where he was.
Right. Get his little arms up there.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, let's just throw him in the back and take him down to the lake. You know, and that just seemed like the best idea to me.
Yeah.
And so we did, and we're almost to the lake. And I didn't have like a towel back there or a box or anything. I just put him in the back. Now I had a rubber mat, a cargo mat in the back, but I just put him down. And so we're almost to the lake and just noxious smell knocks us over. So we pull down all the windows. And by the time we get to a spot where there's a nice grassy area that seems like a place where a turtle might like to call home, I open up the back, and it's like when Stan's dad, Randy, is just covered in goo.
Yeah.
On South Park.
Right.
That this turtle is just covered in white goo and just white diarrhea all over the back of the truck.
The Dunham Zone.
Did you give him, like, Whataburger or anything?
No, I didn't throw any food in the back. But I guess I was maybe in a hurry to get to the lake, and maybe he got a little car sick. I don't know.
Probably it. He got sick.
Or maybe that was his defense mechanism. I don't know.
So did you pick him up?
Yeah, so I picked him up and I put him in the grass.
Changed his little turtle diaper.
And no, all the people on Twitter, I did not
hurl him
toward the water. I did not discus him into the lake. I did not put him in water. I did not put him next to water. I put him in the middle of the grass.
You didn't say, hey, look, I'm Ray Guy.
Right.
I'm punning great Ray Guy.
Yeah.
And so I put him down, and then we go home, and I have to spray down the stuff in the back and wipe everything down, wash my hands because, you know, they carry a lot of germs, and then go off to the store and do our shopping. And we're like, good deed done for the day. And so as we're at the store,
you posted this.
I throw the pictures up and just, you know, because I sent pictures to my daughter thinking that she would think it was wild that we saw a turtle in the middle of our neighborhood.
Right.
And then so I went ahead and tweeted the photos as well at Old Waver if you want to see these. And so then we finish shopping, we get home, and I'm grilling outside, and I'm checking the timeline, and I have all these people, dude, that is not a turtle. That is a tortoise. And not only is that a tortoise, that is a rare, like, African desert tortoise, and he does not need to be anywhere near a lake.
Ugh.
And so...
What do they mean by that?
It well, doesn't just, need to be. It's not in...
It's just not his habitat, like, yeah. And that if he gets into the water, he would drown.
Oh, dear.
And so I'm reading all this, mm-hmm. And so as I'm finishing preparing dinner, I'm telling my wife, I think I need to go look for this turtle.
Yeah.
Because I think it is somebody's pet. Like, we had it in maybe in the back of our mind that this was an issue, but now it's definitely probably the case.
Well, at this point, Dave tweeted out after people were upset that he tried to murder it by putting it into water.
I didn't put it into water.
Dave.
And held it under.
So, do I need to go find this dumb thing?
So,
not taking it very seriously that this animal was walking into a death trap.
Yeah.
That you put him in.
So, I tell my wife, I'm going to go down there. Because it's still daylight.
Yeah.
This is about a little after 8 o'clock last night. And so I said, I'm going to go have a look. And so I get in the car, but before I go to the lake, I go opposite the lake, up our street.
Grab a couple of beers?
No, towards where I found him, just to see if there's anybody out looking for him.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there's a lady on her phone wandering up and down the sidewalk.
No way.
And so I roll down the window. I was like, are you by chance looking for a tortoise?
Oh, my God.
And she says, yeah. And I said, I know where he is.
Oh, but you... Did you feel horrible?
Or... Yes. Yes. And she said...
I sort of know where he is.
It is.
She said, it's not my tortoise. It's my neighbor's tortoise, but I watch him sometimes, and I'm helping him look. And I was like, well, you know, do you want to follow me? And she's like, I'm just going to jump in. So she jumps in my car, and we go down to the lake, and I'm telling her, I'm like, I'm so stupid. I thought it was a wild turtle. Turns out it's a tortoise that's somebody's pet. I'm just mortified. I'm so stupid. And I was like, but I know exactly where I left him, and it's only been like 2 hours. How far could a turtle go, or a tortoise? So we go down there, and we are going up and down this area where I left him, nowhere to be found. And there are people, there are families out there barbecuing.
Oh, no.
And I'm asking them, no, they're not barbecuing turtle.
Oh.
But I'm asking, like, hey, did you see a big old turtle? And they're like, yeah, we saw him right over there. He's I don't know delicious. Where he went.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
So they were
he
aware.
He was spotted. And so couldn't find him. Then she gets a hold of the owners, a couple, and they show up.
Oh, were they crying and stuff?
They weren't crying, but they were definitely frantic because they've had this tortoise for like 10 years.
Were they mad at you?
They were doing their best to not make me feel like a piece of garbage.
Oh, man.
They were being
like the best Curb Your Enthusiasm.
They were being very,
ever.
Very understanding. They're like, your heart was in the right place. You know, you didn't know. You thought you were taking it to a safe place, even though it was like the worst place. And so
might as well just shot it.
But, you know, the guy had this tortoise since it could fit into the palm of his hand.
Oh.
Like just a teeny tiny.
So this is a family pet.
Yes.
For a decade.
And it had, and so I learned from him that, you know, and it's probably maybe when I would grab him around the sides to pick him up, he was maybe like 14 inches across. You know, pretty big, pretty heavy, but yeah, not a huge giant tortoise.
And those things can live for like 100 years.
Yeah, and we're guessing he was maybe 10. I don't know.
Unless they find a lake.
Right.
Or yeah, find Dave.
Or find Dave.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so I asked the guy what happened, and he said that somebody that was working at their house, that I guess they have ducks and this turtle and other animals in their backyard.
Right, menagerie.
They have these animals that live in their backyard, and somebody that was working at their house left the gate open. So that's how he got out. And so we're looking, and I'm just so apologetic. And the guy was like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to get some waders, you know, so he could go out into the marsh and look for him. And it's getting dark and we're using like our phone flashlights.
Oh!
And I was like,
I can't believe you did this.
And I said, so I'm going to come out early in the morning and I'm going to look again. And, you know, I'll be in touch. I gave him my number.
Yeah.
And so
you have fun in the water tonight, though.
So I did go out there this morning and it rained overnight.
Yeah.
And so,
which he hates, the tortoise.
Yeah.
Hates.
And by the way, I named him Stinky the Turtle. Turns out his name is Sully the Tortoise.
Right. Cause he can fly planes.
Yeah. And so I could not sleep a wink last night. I was just tossing and turning. I felt so horrible. And so I got up and I got out there like at 6:45, like right at the crack of dawn. And one of their friends was already there looking.
Of course.
And I saw the dude. And
with
I was,
a picture of Dave on his shirt with a line drawn through it.
Maybe.
And so I said, have you had any luck? No. And so I'm looking around. Can't find him. So then I post an update on Twitter and I offered a reward because I feel so terrible out of my own pocket. I was like, I will pay this reward. I dropped a pin. Here's where I left him. P1s, if you want to help look. And so I was getting tweets and texts from people like, can't find him. Then right when the show started, this P1 on our phones right now on the Diamond Factory ticket hotline, Scott, he sends me a tweet, says found him, sends me a picture, and then says the owner is en route, have a great day.
No way. Scott
Hardline.
Dude.
Bro.
Wow. You're the hero.
Man, after hearing that story, I really saved your ass, Davey.
You did.
Okay, so Scott, when did you figure out that this thing was missing? What point in the day were you aware? Were you listening to Gordo tell the story this morning?
No. I'm one of the first P1s that tweeted Davey last night, seeing the picture that said, hey, that's a pet. That's not a turtle that you just take down to the lake. So
yeah. Evidently, Scott is some kind of reptile expert.
Okay.
That's maybe a little overstated, but I knew that was a tortoise, and I could tell how bad Davey felt about it. And so when I saw the tweet dropping the pin this morning, I got to White Rock to run and listen to the Hang Zone. Anyway, I was just like, I'm going to keep an eye out for this tortoise. And sure enough, there he was.
How long were you running? How long were you out there before you actually looking around before you saw him?
Probably about an hour. I parked at the lot like south of where Davey dropped him off and went a couple miles up and then didn't see anything. And I just was pretty much giving up. And on the way back to the car, I saw this rock running around and just said, I'll be damned. That is it.
And for those who don't know, White Rock Lake, it's a 10-mile loop. And the west side is a massive, massive stretch. It's, you know, like 6-7 miles long or something like that. And so it'd been gone all night long. And do you know how far away from where the pin was dropped to where?
It couldn't have been more than 60 or 70 yards.
Wow.
Still right there.
Yeah. And I paced that area dozens of times. So he must have been hiding in some brush. Or hiding
from
in like the roots of a tree because there were some washed out trees there. So he must have found a place to ride out the storm, and then he poked his head out just in time for Scott to find him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was following the hare this morning and caught him.
Finally caught the hare.
And to Scott's credit, he refused to take my reward, but he was rewarded by the owner. Turns out the owner owns that gym at Mockingbird in Greenville, that Recess gym. You know, they used to be Lifetime Fitness at the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so he gave Scott a lifetime membership.
Whoa!
How about
that,
Scott? Lifetime membership, yeah.
It, you live down there?
Yeah, I live in East Dallas, like off Munger. I wasn't going to take any reward because, seriously, like, I know how horrible it is to lose a pet. It's such a helpless feeling. And then I know Davey was just trying to do the right thing every step of the way, and I just felt horrible. So,
except for transporting the turtle to the lake, that part was wrong.
Except for trying to murder it, yeah.
Yes.
Every other
holding
part,
its head underwater, that was wrong.
Right. You won't die. As the bubbles slowly slow down. But yeah, the owner, Taylor, offered me that, and I'm getting married next year, so I was like, absolutely, I'll take you up on that. So super happy ending there.
That's badass, dude. Well, thank you, man.
Get your future wife on that membership too.
Ooh, tense distance.
Oh, future husband?
She doesn't need it.
Okay. none of them do. She'll be fine forever. Don't worry about it.
She's my little miracle baby.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Then bring her out to remote.
She doesn't
and stuff.
Need anything.
Yeah, we need to see her.
Will do.
Scott, you are the P1 of the year. Thank you very much,
yes.
man.
Yes. Thank you, Scott, for rescuing my reputation.
Right. Yes.
Thanks, guys. Of course.
Well done, Scott. There he goes. Good P1, Scott. The tortoise and Dave.
Wow. Sully the tortoise is back home safe.
I can't imagine how bad you felt, dude.
Oh, we need to reunite you guys.
That tortoise is going
to
run so
fast. He never wants
to
see me again.
It's going to be like in the cartoons where he lifts his shell up and starts sprinting on two legs, you know?
Boy, what a story.
All right, dude. Good stuff. Good stuff, Davey. All is well that ends well.